AM 1230 WJOB. Welcome back to the Pierogi Fest 2011 edition. We're hanging out here with Pat Radnorek, Michael Stewart. T-Rex is working the camera, and we're thinking the memory makers. This is the Pierogi Fest, year of the Hokey Pokey. Hey, we got Mike Repay stopping by. What's up, Mike Repay?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Now, Mike Repay, you are the Lake County Councilman.
I'm 107.
And, but this is part of your district, right? The city?
No, not really.
You don't get touched? You don't touch Whiting?
No, Christine Sid actually represents Whiting. I do. I represent Robertsdale, but my very good friend, and I like to call her my sister, Karen Holmes, is here as a two-time vendor and a multiple business owner, so I come out and support her as much as I can.
Absolutely. Now, they're the servant. Are they so? Do they have the macaroni and cheese wedges?
Yeah, they do macaroni and cheese wedges at the center lounge tent, and they do pierogi, of course, and I'm pretty sure Italian beef.
Well, I think that's at the Midtown.
Yeah, it could be.
Cross with Dan runs that.
Yeah.
Karen gave me all that information yesterday, but then, you know, she was forcing me to take, you know, some shots.
Oh, yeah. Energy. And sometimes those just...
She forced you.
Well, I'll just, you know, erase everything that you...
Yeah, we had a nice lunch meeting.
It's like that little the Men in Black thing when you
exactly.
Like, you just forgot everything.
Forgot to write everything down. But, you know, you don't bring pens out there. But it's going to be a great time. Now, Mike, what's your favorite part of Pierogi Fest?
Ooh, my favorite, of course, it's the food. It's the pierogi.
Absolutely.
You gotta love the pierogi. It's fun. It's a reunion of sorts, for Robertsdale, Whiting people, which, you know, I have a family. My dad grew up in Robertsdale, and so it's fun to see people and fun to bring people, especially from the southern region, back up north, kind of where the roots are, kind of where everybody's from, so it's neat to see everybody come back.
Yeah, we were talking with Tom Damberton a little bit about the travel, all the people who come around the world, actually, and we were explaining to some people who make their journey home, you know, instead of coming home at Thanksgiving time, they'll come home during Pierogi Fest instead.
And that's, yeah, that's absolutely, put it on the calendar, and it's great because, you know, during the holiday season, of course, everybody's competing over, you know, oh, are we going to go to this family's, this side of the house, this side of the family's place. And Pierogi Fest, like, hey, there's only one. So what else are you going to do in the summertime in late July? I definitely block it off in my calendar. This will be the second year in a row I've attempted to find a temporary home up here, and I haven't been able to. But next year, so if anybody out there has some rental property that they want to rent out for the month of July next year, I would be willing to negotiate something for that.
Look at that.
It's out there.
It's out there, definitely. Now, Pat, I just saw Miss Poonchki walk by.
You did?
Yeah, Miss Poonchki's up there at the front of the tent over there, so we'll have to make sure we talk to Miss Poonchki. And I also want to thank Sarah. And now, Sarah's last name is Hildebrandsky?
Hildebrandsky.
Hildebrandsky?
Yeah, there you go.
The Bransky? To Bill Bransky.
Something with a ski.
Yeah, well, and also I want to say hi to the people over at Slovak Club.
Oh, yeah, the Slovak Club, which I don't know how that works if I'm of course, half Slovak and need to become a member soon, and I don't know whether it would be appropriate for a non-Slovak member to sponsor in a Slovak member.
As part Hungarian, you know.
I
fit right in over there and having a good time with that. And
looking kind of Hungarian these days, too.
August 14th, they're having a nice little... you know, party.
Yeah, don't they have, are they still selling raffle tickets, or?
You know, I sold all mine out. But you can contact a person.
I hope I win.
One of the Slovak guys, you know, they have a nice little raffle going on there.
Who's
you can
the
learn
chief?
More.
Who's the grand poobah over there, anyways, you know? No.
Pat? Bill?
Bartender?
Ted? Danny?
Drysdale, I believe. He's the chief banker.
Your cousin?
I don't think so.
Out there, so. Mike, you know, obviously you also own the Flat Rock Tap, and you've been a sponsor on WJOB with things going on.
The shake.
Now, people, where is that located?
Flat Rock Tap is located at 6732 Calumet Avenue on the southwest corner of Calumet and Mulberry.
Mulberry. One-pound BLT.
Home of the one-pound BLT. And let's see, do we have anything that's even remotely ethnically related? No. I don't think so.
Well,
bacon.
Your partner, Matt, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about menu items, sorry.
Oh.
We usually do
tater tots. They got tater tots.
We usually do pierogi for Easter, around Easter time.
Yes.
Is Matt's mom the one who makes those? I'm not sure where we get those, to be honest with you. But Matt is a double Polak. He's Polish on both sides, so that works out good for him. And then I'm half Slovak and half Croatian, so we got the Eastern Bloc pretty much covered.
You know, they have Eastern Bloc Jeopardy, I think, at this event. I just have the entertainment stuff. I don't have the...
pierogi.
Is that a big potato pancake?
Oh, it is.
Look at this goodness.
Unbelievable.
Wonderful. And then we got a chicken wing and pizza in there for some reason.
Did we shoot that on the video camera?
Oh, yeah.
I was walking through and the lady's like, oh, let me get you a fresh pizza. I'm like, pizza? What do I need a pizza for?
If you made a pizza, though, you got to put, like, pierogi on there.
Yeah.
Maybe lay out some cabbage or...
Yeah, oh yeah, instead of cheese, you'd have the cabbage, or instead of the paste, you can make some kind of cabbage
with like the sweet
sauce.
Cheese.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yapka pizza.
Well, I know in Serbia, they have a food called, I think it's called, it's some kind of red stuff. It's like, you use artichoke and everything, but they make it red, and it's a really good clementa.
Rhubarb?
Something like that.
I don't know.
You know what? Speaking of
good.
Our good friends over at Coach's Corner on August next Saturday are having their summer celebration. So go visit them.
And you want to talk about good ethnic food? And I had it last year at Pierogi Fest, and so far I've had one. Stuffed cabbage, sarma, glumkia, all these different ethnicities call it something different. Basically, it's stuffed cabbage. But Coach's Corner, so far, the best I've ever had. I mean, right up there with my mama's.
Really?
So I give a shout out to their sarma.
Well, let me pull like a guy up here. Oh my, it's better than mama's. Shh, don't tell her.
Don't tell mama. Actually, my mom might be listening right now, and she's probably mad because.
Well, guess who's not getting
my season? You'll get home.
A glumpy.
If she, yeah.
Okay. No, is your dog Sydney listening?
My dog Sydney. You know what? I don't know if I left the radio on today or not. I think I turned it off because. I was trying to conserve electricity, but normally I put her on. I'll put it on in the afternoon so she listens to Preacher, because she really likes listening to Preacher. I don't know. He speaks her language or something.
There's a lot of dog women that like Preacher.
They're firing up the pierogi-making machine right now.
It is. It's fired up. And
it's pierogi-izing as we speak.
There's Miss Poonski.
Where's Miss Poonski?
Go grab her. Call her over here.
Miss Poonski!
We got to talk to Miss Poonski.
All right,
I'll step aside for the
Miss Poonski.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Mike Repay, Flat Rock Tap, and Lake County Council.